is Tim Harriman, a little baby face, born in 88 with a smile that would radiate. Just a little punk kid from Airdrie. He loved hockey, life was carefree. He had his crew in his school that he'd run with. He loved making noise, so he got himself a drum kit. That summer of 2002 would fly through. He enrolled in George Mack High School. New school, new friends, this is where it begins. No more playing pretend, it's time to be a man. It was awesome, nothing could stop him, until he got that news from the doctor. He got diagnosed with leukemia, with little chance of beating it. Man, it made him feel freaking sick, so he fell to his knees that evening and turned to the last one that he could believe in.
He stood up tall, put the world in his back, and never quit. Head high as the world collapsed. This is the story. This is the story of an underdog story. This is the story of an underdog. Stood up tall, put the world in his back, and never quit. Head high as the world collapsed. This is the story. This is the story of an underdog story. This is the story of an underdog.
Young man, age of 14, hooked up to morphine. According to the stats, it was foreseen. There was little chance, maybe impossible. He lay there at the Calgary Children's Hospital, and after 3 years of chemotherapy, he beat cancer. Done deal, it was time for a new chapter. But Tim was so inspired by his journey that he wanted to help out other people that were hurting. He decided he was man enough to bike across Canada to raise money to beat all this cancer rust. He ended up raising over 100,000. His family and his friends was so proud, man. He got lovesick. The girl he grew up with would be his fiance. They were just kids, but as soon as life was how he had hoped, he got re-diagnosed. They decided to elope.
He stood up tall, put the world in his back, and never quit. Head high as the world collapsed. This is the story. This is the story of an underdog story. This is the story of an underdog. Stood up tall, put the world in his back, and never quit. Head high as the world collapsed. This is the story. This is the story of an underdog story. This is the story of an underdog.
A newlywed, hooked up to meds, sported a bald head, like it was a fashion statement. Every day praying to the God who saved him, the last place that he could put his faith in. He took his bald dome down to my hometown, sat by the ocean, took a break and slowed down. He texted me that the breakwater says hi. Here and that brought tears to my eyes. 3 weeks later, got a call from his bride. She sounded so peaceful and warm inside. She said, Tim passed away, I mourned and cried. She said he listened to your CD before he died. Losing the battle, that doesn't sound right, cause he's up in heaven near the throne to the right. On September 28th, Tim entered those heavenly gates and beat cancer simply by finishing
the
race.
He stood up tall, put the world in his back, and never quit. Head high as the world collapsed. This is the story. This is the story of an underdog story. This is the story of an underdog. He stood up tall, put the world in his back, and never quit. Head high as the world collapsed. This is the story. This is the story of an underdog story. This is the story of an underdog.
Cancer was definitely a tough journey, it's a tough battle. And every day, the moment you woke up, that was a choice. When you wake up, it was a choice. The outcome of your day was a choice. And you decided at the end of your day, however you wanted that your day to look, it was really your choice. It's either you can give it your all or just let life kind of take control. And we wake up and we have our day set out. We know the things that we're going to do for the day, usually. But we don't really know the obstacles that lie ahead of us during our day. And so what do we do when those obstacles come about, and how do we deal with those obstacles affects the outcome of our day. When we go to bed at night, do we think, oh, wish I could have did that differently? Which we all do. We all go to bed at the end of the day and say, oh, shouldn't have said that to that person, or shouldn't have done that, or could have handled that issue a little bit differently. And I believe all those things really play a big part in who we are, and just who we are to ourselves and who we are to other people.